This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Budget negotiations have yielded a late-night preliminary deal struck after the legislature closed up shop on Monday. The plan will cut tax exemptions and reduce spending to curb the state's dependency on one-time funds. According to the Associated Press, the deal includes cutting tax exemptions by 15% across the board. That will free up $329 million, enough to replace a large chunk of the $500 million in one-time funds in next year's budget. The move, which has been in the works since at least last Tuesday, was orchestrated by the Democrats and a conservative bloc of legislators called the Fiscal Hawks. Representative Joel Robideau, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, which Monday morning rubber-stamped bills to be used in the deal, says cutting tax exemptions will provide more stability.
The budget process is going to be more transparent. It's going to effectively prevent the use of the one-time money, and we're not going to have this debate about mid-year budget cuts every year that there happens to be budget deficits.
During the committee meeting Monday morning, Jindal-appointed Department of Revenue head Tim Barfield discouraged the measures, saying the legislature wasn't being transparent. Representative Robert Johnson responded to Barfield, saying he was calling the kettle black.
You said you felt out the loop?
Yes.
Now
yes,
you know how we feel just about everything, including the health care issues and the privatization of hospitals and all the like.
Johnson is referring to public-private hospital partnerships being made without the approval of the legislature that the administration says would save the state money. The budget will hit the House floor Thursday. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.